Hi, and welcome to the Peaceful Revolution Podcasts. My name is Tim Spies, and I'm a follower of the real historical person of Jesus or Joshua of Nazareth. I will be calling Jesus of Nazareth Joshua, since that is a better translation of his name, and to separate him from the fake, non-historical Jesuses of the Christian's making. What do I mean by the real historical Josh of Nazareth? Well, unfortunately, Christians have created many Jesuses to serve their religion and to tell them what they want to hear. In contrast, I do my level best to listen to, practice, and repeat the teachings and truths of the real historical Joshua of Nazareth, as his words can be found in the four books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The Christians have come to the sad and dark place of rejecting many of the teachings of the one who defeated death some 2,000 years ago, and have substituted many other voices to create the Jesuses of their imaginations. Again, Jesuses who will tell them what they want to hear. Well, what do they want to hear? Well, that everyone who believes, meaning can remember and repeat their religious doctrine, stuff about God they have received from many voices other than the real historical Joshua of Nazareth, as he is revealed in the four gospel books, that they will go to heaven when they die. In contrast, the Peaceful Revolution is about that, forming new revolutions as we follow the original revolutionary of the human race, the real historical Joshua of Nazareth. If you know his story, you know that he did not come and sit in religious buildings and preach religious doctrine to people who esteemed him and who applauded him. No, instead, he went out among those whom his father loves, and he healed them, both physically and, much more importantly, spiritually. And he gave them a new and clear and meaningful and noble purpose to their lives, to practice this thing called love, and to bring the truth to other people so that they may be saved from themselves and join this new revolution of truth and love. Humanity desperately needs what Joshua offers, but only very few are willing to follow because he spoke this truth about the people of this world. Quote, "This is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and the people love the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil." Unquote. This work follows in his footsteps. On this webpage and or in this podcast list are short, simple recordings that explain the simple concepts that together make up the Peaceful Revolutionary's teachings. One of the most effective ways to destroy truth is to corrupt or redefine important concepts. Perhaps the best illustration of this is the second most important concept given to humankind, love. Love has been redefined to things far less than what the creator of love says it is, from as low as people having sex to higher versions like having good feelings towards people. But all those false and corrupt and lesser versions of love accomplish something very important. They hide the true and highest meaning of love because people don't want to actually practice true love for the reasons given a few minutes ago, that they love the darkness rather than the light. So this series of audio messages will set the record straight regarding what the real historical Joshua of Nazareth taught, as well as clarify and properly define important concepts that he taught. Concepts like love and faith and church and many other important concepts that have been changed, corrupted, and for all intents and purposes, lost. So, what is the Peaceful Revolution? It's following the Peaceful Revolutionary. It's looking to Joshua of Nazareth as our master, as our leader, and living our lives according to his way. That's what the Peaceful Revolution is, and it will, in fact, involve revolution, a peaceful one, meaning our lives will change. Our lives will change from things that are negative and destructive and harmful and foolish and vain, and they will change to a life of goodness and purpose and nobility and meaningfulness. And that peaceful revolution will occur first as in us individually, and then it will spread collectively to those around us as we practice truth and love together. That really is the heart of the Peaceful Revolution, is to follow the real historical Joshua of Nazareth and thereby change not only our own lives, but change the lives of the people around us, and to be a people group as a model to humankind. That's what the original Joshua of Nazareth came to accomplish when he first came some 2,000 years ago. And that's the work that he left for us to do. And so you, dear listener, are no doubt not participating in that life. You are more than likely spending your day working for money. You are more likely spending your day entertaining yourself and doing vain and foolish and selfish things, because you are probably caught in the cage of fear, self-pride, and selfishness, which we will explain later. But the peaceful revolutionary wants to lift you out of that life and give you a new and a beautiful life. But some serious things have to change first. We each, as individuals, have to be changed on our inside before the outside can manifest this peaceful revolution. So I look forward to you joining us in our messages, where we're going to talk about really important things that the peaceful revolutionary taught, and that we're going to learn, finally, from the real historical Jesus of Nazareth as we examine his words and he explains himself in those four gospel books. So thank you for listening to this message. Please visit our website or our YouTube channel, which can be found on the website. If you search your heart and find you would like to be part of the peaceful revolution, please give me a call so we can talk. My number is area code 417-399-5542. Again, my name is Tim Spies, and the light's peace be with you.